Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. His indifference and detachment. Prabhupada was never indifferent or uninterested in anything connected with the Krishna consciousness movement. If he sometimes wouldn't respond to a disciple's question, that was his gravity, instructing us by ignoring us. He was indifferent to his own health. In his desire to spread Krishna consciousness, he didn't rest as he should have for someone his age. He continued traveling because he could not be indifferent to the fallen souls and to his disciples. He had created by his preaching and traveling the worldwide Krishna consciousness movement, and he had placed himself in the center as its upholder. He could not be indifferent. He said, if a body is cut in the finger, the whole body suffers. When ISKCON in Argentina was closed by the government, Prabhupada worried and wrote in his Bhaktivedanta purports how he was warning the mood of Vasudeva. Vasudeva knew that his son Krishna could not be harmed, but he was in the ecstatic mood of anxious protection. Prabhupada was detached from the bad names people used against Krishna consciousness in newspaper accounts, mostly because he saw the bright side of it, the fact that the newspapers were mentioning Krishna's name. He cared for many things, yet on Krishna's behalf, he was also indifferent. Although much money came in, Prabhupada was not concerned to keep any of it. He said his author's royalties for writing so many books was to take 2 chapatis a day. He was detached from the Fisher Mansion purchased in Detroit and from other mansions. He was indifferent towards any books being printed about himself. He wanted Krishna glorified. He was also not very eager to meet big heads of state. When someone asked him, why don't you try to meet President Nixon and tell him these things? Prabhupada replied, what good would it do? He was prepared to meet with the Pope, but when their schedules did not coincide, he did not pursue it. He knew that posing for a picture with the head of a state did not mean much. He was certainly indifferent to women's charms. He saw his female disciples as daughters and granddaughters, and he respected their service to him. He saw them as spirit souls, but did not meet with them much in comparison to the meetings he had with his men disciples. He was not interested in sitting with women or looking at them for enjoyment. He was indifferent to any kind of invitations to take tours in different cities he visited. He didn't want to go somewhere to see special downtown centers or tourist places, shopping places, and he never went to cinemas or sports events. He did like nice parks where he could walk in the mornings, and he liked big meeting halls in the city if there was an audience there to hear him speak Krishna consciousness. He was interested in buildings for possible purchase as temples. Although he visited alluring cities like New York, London, and Paris, he was not interested to see the libraries, palaces, museums, natural wonders such as caves or waterfalls, seasides or mountain resorts. They held no attraction for him. He preferred a simple room with a low desk where he could speak to guests and be among devotees for the best furthering of Krishna consciousness. If by his service he was thrust into some situation in the midst of opulence or distraction, however, he was indifferent to the situation, even though externally it was in opposition to his way of life. Especially in the first years in America, Prabhupada was indifferent to the fact that his hosts in Pennsylvania ate meat, or that he was moving into the hell of the material world known as the Bowery. he was indifferent to the fact that his first disciples were very sinful before becoming devotees. In such situations, he accepted and tolerated and was detached even from the desire to be in the most spiritual surroundings of a holy place. He was indifferent to a place being holy or unholy as long as he was able to preach. He kept a simple diet and wasn't interested in special foods such as the special cooking which the Italians could offer or the French or the Americans. Even with the Indian diet, which was his preference, he was not interested in fancy things but in simple rice, dal, chapatis and sabji. He was indifferent to clothes and would not sport any bright scarves or colorful chadars or special shoes or coats or hats. His simple sannyasi dress he kept constant. He liked bright clothes for the deities and the opportunity to spend money to build wonderful buildings and new ways to spread Krishna consciousness, such as through dioramas. He also liked and appreciated the best quality in book printing and color reproduction of the paintings. In these things, even in their worldly aspects, Srila Prabhupada was a connoisseur, a keen appreciator of quality, and he asked his devotees to compete in the market for the best quality and price. They should get the best deal and the best product for use in Krishna's service. Thank you, Hare Krishna.